Welcome to this edition of DriveCast. My name is Ryan Bosler, and I'm the Life Teams Director here at LifePoint Westerville. This week, we continued on in our series that we've been on the past couple months, looking at the I Am statements throughout the Gospel of John. And this last week, we were in John chapter 10, where Jesus said a couple I Am statements, I am the door, and I am the good shepherd. And really, what he meant by that was that I am the door, or I am the right path to take in life. And when he said, I am the good shepherd, what he meant was that I am a leader who is trustworthy enough to follow. And so the theme of what we talked about on Sunday was that Jesus is really helping us understand as we're walking down the path of life, when it is that we need to flee and when it is we need to follow. And the first thing that we talked about in the beginning of John chapter 10 and looking at this idea of Jesus as the one true door is that there's only one real door, but there are many alternatives that you and I can follow. And the way that Jesus pointed out these alternatives to his disciples, who he was talking to at the time, was that he said that these alternatives really are nothing more than thieves and robbers. And when Jesus used that word thieves, he was referring to a Greek word that actually means false teacher. So putting those two ideas together, what Jesus was saying was, as we go through these alternative doors rather than following Jesus, what we're left with is a false promise that ultimately these other doors just cannot fulfill in our lives. And as we walk through the doors, we're left with this feeling that that our sense of peace and joy and rest has really been robbed from our lives, and we're left just wanting more. And one of the doors that we talked about that we can follow instead of following the Jesus door was the self-medication door. And what we pointed out about the self-medication door was it really leaves us with a false sense of satisfaction. And there's a lot of different ways that you and I tend to self-medicate. One of them, you know, is by using drugs, and not just illegal drugs, although, you know, that can certainly be part of it. But we talked about how, you know, we can even use pain medication more than we need to or longer than we need to, Tylenol and Motrin. Maybe when we don't have to, we just kind of, you know, start this sense of dependency on, you know, actual drugs. Another way that we talked about that self-medication door was in the way that we use alcohol. And, you know, the Bible is not against alcohol by any means. You know, Jesus's first miracle was actually turning water into wine. But what the Bible does show us is that it's against getting drunk. And there's really the main difference that we see isn't necessarily a number behind how much alcohol that we can drink. Really, the way that the Bible describes alcohol is that it's meant to enhance our worship of God. But that's not really the way that you and I tend to treat alcohol. We use alcohol much more as a way to cope, you know, from a long day or a way to escape the life that we have now. But in the end result, you know, kind of like that next day feeling that we're left with is we just kind of feel empty inside, like it really wasn't that satisfying after all. The same is true with another way that we self-medicate, which is through food. I don't know about you, but there's been a lot of times where I've been sitting on the couch watching TV and maybe I've got a bag of chips or like a half gallon of ice cream. And then I look down a few minutes later and like the whole bag is gone or the whole half gallon of ice cream is gone. And I'm thinking, man, like how did that happen? You know, and the same thing, you know, you wake up the next day and you just, your stomach feels in knots and it just isn't that satisfying. And what we see over and over again with these alternative doors, rather than going through the Jesus door, is that they, that they rob us of our true sense of peace and rest and comfort that really only Jesus can provide. And so many times our tendency is to want to try to go through these alternative doors to try to fulfill a God-given need deep inside you and I that really only God is meant to fulfill. So I don't know where you're at right now and in what you're going through, but maybe if you're like me, you see that tendency to want to self-medicate, whether it's, you know, through drugs or through alcohol or through the food that you eat. And really, if that's you, then my encouragement to you is that you would just cry out to God and confess that to Him and give that over to Him and ask for His forgiveness and just tell Him that that's not the way that you want to live your life, that instead, really, your heart's desire is to go through His door and to follow Him as the Good Shepherd. And what you most desire is for Him to fulfill your deepest needs of comfort and peace and rest. Well, that's all the time that we have for today for this DriveCast. Thank you so much for joining us, and God bless.